Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. Louisville was once home to more than two dozen breweries, and not surprising, given the city's German heritage. Today, many Louisvillians of a certain age have firsthand knowledge of perhaps Fairs, Ertl's 92, and the last and perhaps best-known brand from that era, Falls City Beer. Remember the ad slogan, "Nobody makes us make beer this good. Falls City, when you live like you should." Well, here to talk about it is Joe Girth, who wrote about Falls City last week in the Courier-Journal as the brand is making a return to Louisville. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Great.
Well, those of us who have been around for a few years remember Falls City being as much a part of the Louisville as the Ohio River. Some argued kind of late in Falls City's life that it kind of tasted like the Ohio River, but we'll get to that later. Let's start with when did Falls City begin and why did it go away?
You know, it began back in the early part of the 20th century, and it was created by largely bar owners who had been kind of under the thumb of the other brewery operators. They often not only sold them their beer, but they also owned the land where their bars were located, and they were really putting the screws to them. And so someone got the bright idea, hey, let's start our own beer brand, and that's where Falls City came from. At the height of production, they were making about 750,000 barrels of beer a year back in the early to mid 70s. They were distributed in, I believe, 8 states in the region. It was a very, very strong brand. But as increased pressure came from other beer companies, you know, Schlitz, Stroh's, Pabst were some of the big beer companies that had strong sales in the Louisville area back at that time, forced to go to cheaper and cheaper products and ultimately sold out. First to the Evansville Brewing Company, and they shipped production to the Sterling plant in Evansville. Then later, the ownership of the brand went to a Pittsburgh Brewing Company, where the brand died a few years ago.
So who's bringing it back?
Well, it's a computer software entrepreneur by the name of David Easterling, who isn't originally from Louisville, lives in Louisville now, but he just started learning about Falls City a little bit. You know, you've got signs still at three bars in some of the old neighborhoods outside that say have the old oval Falls City
the logo.
Logo, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he started looking into it and found out that hey, the trademark had lapsed on Falls City. They were hire a lawyer to take over that trademark, and then a couple of years ago he started producing beer. Right now they've got an English ale out. It's very similar to a Bass or something of that nature. Not real hoppy. It's a fairly smooth drink, and it's tons different than the old lager that Falls City produced in its later years.
Yeah, it kind of went into decline in its later years, a little watered down, it seems.
You talk to people, it didn't have much taste to it at all. My grandfather was quite often a Falls City drinker. In fact, my first beer in a bar may have been with him when I was well underage. and it was a Falls City. But the interesting thing about Falls City is it had started as an ale type beer. They also produced a dark beer, a bock, several other different kinds of beers back before Prohibition. But when they emerged from Prohibition, they began making the lager beer that over time apparently became weaker and weaker and less flavorful. At the time that it died, it just didn't have the greatest reputation in the world.
Got about a minute left. I was surprised to read in your article that Falls City was the first to use the stay tab, and also I knew this, that it produced Billy Beer at the height of President Carter's administration, and of course his brother Billy Carter.
Right, and on the label itself, it said that it was. It was chosen, the flavor of the beer was chosen by one of the world's greatest beer drinkers.
So, all right, Joe Girth of the Courier-Journal. You can read his article about Falls City Beer. It appeared, January 14th, I believe.
You're looking at calendar. I'm not, so I'll take your word on that.
Well, just do a search. You'll find it online in the Courier Journal's website. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great talking to you, and have a great one, Rick. All right.
Thanks, Joe. See you.